In Providence, Rhode Island, public schools have long faced scrutiny, from low test scores and crumbling buildings to persistent challenges communicating with bilingual families. But as Ben Burke of Ocean State Media reports, one city elementary school is pushing back against that narrative, thanks to a team of young reporters.
Should it be the goodbye and then a fun fact, or should it be the fun fact and then a goodbye? Like, goodbye, it seems like a little thing, but it's not when we start to put the video together.
Goodbye, fun fact, then joke of the week.
Yes.
Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
At the Alfred Lima Elementary School, the news day begins with a morning meeting. The journalists, all fifth graders, talk with their publisher, a school librarian, about what they want to cover on the weekly show.
You guys had mentioned on our calendar up there, what day was National Pretzel Day?
The 7th.
Before heading out to report the story, they put on their press passes and test their equipment.
1, 2, 3, mic check.
On a typical news day, the news crew roams the hallways looking for teachers and students to interview. This week, they're reporting on media literacy.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, guys. We're here with
Ms. Gonzalez.
And we're going to ask her two questions for today about media literacy.
Back in the newsroom, the fifth graders write scripts and tape the show in two languages in front of a green screen.
Right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. In 3, 2.
Later, they'll release the show on YouTube and social media.
Good morning or good afternoon again, and welcome back to a new Lima News episode.
Hola a todos. Buenos días o buenas tardes. De nuevo y bienvenidos a otro episodio de Lima News.
Jaden Chichon says it's the kids who insisted on a bilingual news show, which is hard to find in Rhode Island.
The entire school is bilingual. All classes have at least a bit of Spanish and English. We want everybody to know about the news, so everybody's informed.
The Lima News crew has been putting on a weekly show for about 4 years now. Narea Estrada, another fifth grader, says their mission is simple.
We inform people, students or teachers, about what's happening in the school, because some teachers or kids or students don't know what's happening.
But the Lima News crew has a bigger scope than students first anticipated. Last year, the crew landed interviews with Rhode Island's biggest power players.
Now we're here with another special guest. We have Governor McKee.
Yeah, that's very good.
What's it like being a governor? A lot of people want to know.
A lot of people want, you want to be governor?
No, but.
Alicia Mejia, who graduated from Lima last year, says interviewing people like the governor taught her something important.
Like, you shouldn't be scared to do something, because what if it's just like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? Like, I would just go for it, in my opinion.
Providence Mayor Brett Smiley also came to Lima last year. Alicia tracked him down in the hallway with a microphone.
I asked him if he could, like, I think if he could change one thing, what would it be? Or, like, what is, like, the things he's been seeing?
Smiley and Alicia talked about the rising cost of rent in Providence. The conversation made such a big impression on the mayor, he mentioned it that night on local TV.
I had some hard-hitting questions this morning from the Alfred Lima news crew.
Ooh.
This is the Lima Elementary School. It's an elementary school here in Providence. They have a news team. I was interviewed this morning by Brinelli, Alicia, and Leah. I appreciate their hard questions, and honestly, I hope one day they're standing in your spot, Kim.
I hope so.
It can be nerve-wracking to interview a big shot like a mayor or a governor, but kids like Jaden say they're enjoying it.
It feels blissful, you can say. Like, it feels good to get answers from a question that you want to know badly.
The journalism program has an emotional impact on the school staff, too. Tasha White is the librarian and publisher of the Lima News.
Even though I might be like, wow, I didn't get to that math lesson today, or I really wanted my students to score this on the last state test, right? But look at all the amazing things that are happening.
This seems like a way to reclaim the narrative about what's really going on in a Providence public school.
Oh, hands down. And again, I think that a lot of times people just get stuck on scores. And, you know, our students are so much more than a score.
The kids and the recent alumni have a lot to say about what they've learned in Ms. White's newsroom.
It's great that I learned more things about my state, because, like, who wouldn't want to know more about their state?
I learned how to interview people, how to interview them good, and also how to be in front of cameras.
It actually helped me with public speaking a lot.
Like, I get to learn more about our community, how fun some teachers are.
For some students, getting journalism experience is influencing how they're thinking about their future.
What do you guys want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be, like, anything that has to do with art, or probably even a journalist.
I want to be a journalist or a doctor.
And I really do hope that Keisha becomes an artist, and Nereh becomes a doctor, because if they don't, they might be coming for my job one day. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Burke in Providence, Rhode Island.